This is Easy Money with Don Anders. With more than a decade of financial planning experience, Don has helped thousands of people retire on their terms. He's been seen in the Wall Street Select, the Miami Herald, and on major television networks like NBC, CBS, ABC, and Fox. The Easy Money podcast was created to help explain complex financial concepts in an easy-to-understand way, without all the jargon. Now it's time for Easy Money with Don Anders.
Is Social Security going to be here throughout your life? That's a great question. The short answer is yes. I do believe that Social Security is going to be here through your life. Now, I can't guarantee it. I can't say that for 100% sure that it will be. But for the most part, we know that about 70% of single people and about 56% of married people rely on Social Security for 90% or more of their retirement. So if they just got rid of Social Security, that would be detrimental for senior citizens and for retirement as we know it in the United States. So the question is, will it be around? Yes, but I think there's going to be some changes. So if you're already in Social Security or maybe within about 5 years of Social Security, I doubt that they're going to change it on you because you've already made your plans, you've already made your arrangements. And like I said, you're probably dependent on Social Security for a portion or all of your retirement. Most people are. But if you're younger, if you're in your 20s or 30s or 40s, my recommendation is don't rely on it in its current form. I would expect Social Security to be more like age 70 or 75 instead of 62 to 67 for people who are between 20 and 40 right now. The other thing I would expect is for it to be a reduced value. So instead of it making up, you know, half or 60% of most retirees, you can probably expect it to be closer to 30 or 40% moving forward so they don't run out of money. The other thing that I would expect from Social Security is a lack of cost of living adjustments. So Social Security right now on average gets about 2.4% a year in cost of living adjustments. That means raises in it. And as of right now, Social Security is set to go bankrupt in about 2030, 2035. So one of the easiest things to do is just to stop giving those cost of living adjustments. People are already getting their payment. I could see them stopping that for some or all the people.
Don Anders is an investment advisor representative and insurance professional, helping individuals create financial strategies using a variety of investment and insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. We are not affiliated with the U.S. government or any governmental agencies. Securities and advisory services offered through Madison Avenue Securities, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC, and a registered investment advisor. Madison Avenue Securities and Don Anders are not affiliated companies.